All of the graves looked very creepy as I walked through the graveyard. It was October 31st, 1999. I came to visit my late wife that died from falling off a cliff and landing onto her head. Whew. As I walked through the ashes, I heard my friends Jason and Freddy talking about how last year at the graveyard, bodies started to come up from the dead and attack a man who they thought had an evil spirit inside of him. I found Sarah's tombstone, and I paid my respects by leaving flowers at her tombstone. As I walked to leave the graveyard, the gates closed. Jason, Freddy, and I tried to hop over the gate, but the fence was electric. We were all shocked. There was bodies coming up from the dead, and they were all talking in a strange voice. We didn't know what it was, but the voice kind of sounded like a... This made us very scared. We were all scared of the bodies, because they were running rapidly, and we only had a little space to run. Suddenly, Jason was bit by a zombie. "Ouch!" screamed Jason, and he was trapped in a room. We stood there, begging God to let him go. After a few moments, we heard sounds. Sounds you could never imagine before. It sounded like a... We couldn't do anything but stand there, hoping that this was all over. Jason came out of the dark and the hole, and remaining body parts in him were his waist down. We thought that someone could hopefully come to rescue, but the only thing that came down were the bodies. All of them were walking towards the gate. "Yes," I said to Freddy, "we are free." As we walk past the bodies, they squeeze us very tight, and we're yet trapped in another room. The voices are telling us to run for our lives, because this all started when a man came to the graveyard and spit on all the graves. Now these bodies are killing everyone that they see until they find out who it is. As I thought, what type of person would do such a thing? It's Freddy! Freddy is my friend, but the neighborhood creep. He also is a suspect in the death of a 10-year-old kid that was walking home from school but never came back. His body was found 3 weeks later. I tried to get out of the room and go kill Freddy before he kills me or somebody else. There he was, standing over my wife's grave, spitting down. I ran after him, tackled him to the floor. As I started to pound his face in, he told me the truth. He told me about all the bodies under his basement. These bodies were from children that went trick-or-treating to his home every year. At that point, we heard a voice saying, "Mercy." We ran as fast as we could to escape him. And this time, we actually got out. We went to a bar after all of this stuff happened. That and everybody looked at us like they saw a ghost. Why would they do such a thing? As I looked for seats, I saw my wife, and she called me over. As I walked closer, she leaped onto the ceiling and stuck out her tongue. "Ew." And her eyes started to change to a blackish color. I rubbed my eyes, and she was gone. I told Freddy to get us some seats while I go to the bathroom. As I walked into the sink, I washed on my face. Man, this day has gone by pretty bad. And as I looked in the mirror, there she was! "I have you now, John. You're all mine. See you at the bottom, honey."
"Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond."